Well, Danny, we'll start with the Ice Bucket Challenge. You've just done yours and you've given your nominations as well. All in aid of a great cause, though, isn't it?
Well, it is, yeah. I mean, you can have a bit of fun, but have a serious side to it as well. Of course, that's right. But, yeah, it is a great cause. And, you know, it's one of the worst diseases, I think, that anybody can talk about, really. It's a horrible thing, I'm sure, for anybody who's got members of family or friends who suffer from it. And so it's a great cause, but it's causing a lot of fun as well by raising the money, which is great.
Yeah, all of the squad were there watching you. Dale Jennings in particular took great delight in pouring the first bucket over you.
It ranks as the best £2 he's ever spent. So it was great. That's the lads there, like, you know, a bit of fun with them. I have my time to, I'm taking the mickey out of them, and they get their turn now.
And Sheffield United's Chris Morgan, one of your nominations as well.
Well, a few of them, yeah. There's a few boys who've gone as well. And Phil Morby is a good friend of mine who's, known to everybody's Wobbly, who's the caddy for famous golfers, who's been a friend for many years. And Eric Steele, who's a goalkeeping coach at Derby. So I'm looking forward to see that little ball patch on top of his head.
On to footballing matters then. How's the side looking, team news-wise? Let's start with that.
Well, we're okay. I think really it's only James Bailey that was that's going to be a doubt again. He didn't play obviously at the weekend, so he's going to have to rest this hamstring strain that he's got. Hopefully not for too long, but I'm sure in the next couple of games he'll not be available to us.
And in some ways, then you've obviously got nearly a fortnight, haven't you, before another game? So in some ways, he sits out these two, and he's got a good long couple of weeks to recover.
It is, yeah. You know, it's because of the Doncaster game being called off. Obviously, you know, one or two, you know, who have got niggles, be able to be rested. In an ideal world, we'd prefer to play the game, obviously, without getting build up of games in weeks to come. But you know. Nothing can be done about it, you know, international call-ups, and that's what dictates.
Ross Turnbull was obviously back on your bench. Is he fighting fit now and pushing for a place?
Well, he's not fighting fit yet, no, but he's a lot better than he was. You know, he's still nowhere near 100%. But I think that I'm hoping that this break as well will be beneficial to him as well. You know, that not only can, you know, he take his foot away from the pressure of people wanting him to play, pushing him to play, that he can just make sure that he's back 100% by the time the MK Don games comes around.
We mentioned James Bailey there, but I guess one man's misfortune is another man's fortune, isn't it, with him being replaced by Brad Abbott and performing extremely well?
Yes, young Brad came in, and I spoke at length in pre-season about young Brad, and that's why we offered him a new contract. He'd done so well in the games over in Italy in particular, and when he came back, obviously, you know, he played in a couple of games in pre-season, and I was delighted with him, and his attitude's been absolutely brilliant. You know, from somebody really who was not in the frame at all last year, along with one or two others, you know, for whatever circumstance it was. He's come to the fore, you know, and he's really pushed himself forward, and a full credit to the lad. He's, you know, he deserved his recognition by playing on Saturday, and he did himself a power of good as well by having a good game.
It's amazing how it happens like that, isn't it, sometimes with youth players. They can just be ticking along, and all of a sudden in a 6 to 12 month period can really kick on.
Well, that's right, you know, they mature very quickly, but you have to do it in football. You know, it's you can play under 21 games as much as you like, but you don't get the same impact that you do in the big leagues, you know, in league football. And I think what pleased me more than anything was the games that we played over in Italy. This is talking still about Brad, but generally I think, you know, we felt that he was competing against some very, very good players over there, you know, high quality players, international players, and he competed really well against them, and we felt, well, you know, if that's what he can do against some of the bigger and better players in the football world, then you know, let's hope he can hold his own regularly in Division 1. And and again, that goes for lots of other players. Until you try them, you sometimes don't know. And but when there's a blockage in front of them, when there's so many players, you know, that's in front of these young lads, they find it difficult at times to get a breakthrough. And but thankfully this year, you know, we've put a bloodline from the youth team straight the way through to the first team, and people can see, you know, lads being given an opportunity, which is all we can do, and then it's up to the player to take that opportunity.
Yeah, that'll give the other lads a real boost, won't it, knowing that there is a pathway there, and that you are keeping an eye on them, and you know who might be possibly able to feature in your plans.
Yeah, without a doubt it does. I think it's very important. It's important from the academy's point of view as well, that they can see that, you know, all the hard work that they're putting into these kids is rewarded at the end of it as well, and not just, you know, turn our nose up at them and say they're not good enough, because you've just got to try them. You know, not everyone will make it, we know that, and not everyone that you you think they can progress, will make it. But you know, at least they're beginning an opportunity, and that's all we can do for them.
And fans love to see local lads, don't they, or academy lads come through and be playing in the red shirt. No matter what football club you're at, fans love nothing more than seeing that.
They do want to look good. Local players coming through. That's what they do. Like, not just any ordinary one. Well, that helps a bit. But you're spot on. I think they do give you a bit more patience, a bit more time, a bit more support when you've got a local boy coming through, particularly as a young one as well. So we're trying to put all that type of recipe together. You know, and hopefully, you know, in the coming seasons, you know, we'll have a recipe for that type of player coming through.
Has it been good to have a full week this week to work with the lads, not have a midweek fixture to worry about?
Well, it has in one respect, because you know we had one or two niggles, as you well know, we spoke about. But you know, but in one area, it's always good. You know, get the rest up, and you think you're ready for the next game. But you want games to come. You know, if you've got a good win behind you, you know, you always want the next game to come along quickly. And listen, it's another tough game. It's at as you know, at Yeovil, we had a very, very hard encounter with them last year, and I take away the scoreline completely. I'm saying the actual 90 minutes of the game was very, very tough down there, when we both had a hell of a lot to play for, and the same will go again this season. You know, we've got a lot to play for hopefully for varying reasons and different reasons than we had last year. But certainly, we know how tough it is to go to Hoosh Park. It's never an easy time to go there. We're against teams that always are put together by Gary, are very, very well drilled and well organised, but a very tight and an intimidating ground.
Surely this week it's hard for you to think about changing your lineup, isn't it, after such a performance?
It's always hard, yeah, of course it is. But I've learned in football over the years, like, it's loyalty sometimes can be a bit blind, you know, and you've got to make sure you're preparing every game with the right ingredients and certainly the right balance of your team for what the next opposition is. That's what we'll do. You know, if we think that we can stay the same, then we'll keep the same. But if we feel we've got one or two players who can hurt the opposition in certain areas, then we'll change around for that reason. And whether it be from the starting lineup or off the bench, it doesn't really matter. You know, but I think that's one of the beauties we've got this year. Now we've got a little bit of difference on the bench. We've got different types of a dynamic that we can add to the team, which is a big help for us, and not being the same. You know, changing one player from the player that's much and much us. And I think we've got a little bit of diversity, which is good.
Is that a case of then having a plan A, plan B and a plan C as well when you need it at times?
Well, I think you have to, yeah. I don't think it's... like I say, you get caught up sometimes, you're not having any other plans, and it's not because you're not tactically aware or whatever it may be. It's because you haven't got the players to change it, you know, and it's and it's all down to players. It's not nothing else. So, yes, I mean, the beauty of us this year is that, yeah, we can change the dynamic of the team, and certainly from the bench it can have an impact. Very, very much so, like he did on Saturday.
And attacking options as well, that's the key factor, isn't it, at this moment in time? You must have, that's probably one of your biggest headaches at the minute, isn't it? How you're fitting the likes of Leiter, Winnell, Cole, all in there.
Well, it is, but that's what we brought them in for. We didn't have a dirty one last year, quite honestly, and I think that this year we highlighted the areas where we needed to get goals from, and the players, more importantly. And that's what we've tried to do. We've tried to bring goals into the team, and everybody can't play at once, you know, and you have to strike the balance with your defensive side as well. But certainly, you know, you want that threat in your team all the time, and that's only what we've got. And when we go down to Yeovil on Saturday, we'll have a squad that will typify that.
We're going to get to ask you this question now for another 4 days or so, but transfers, any update for us?
There's none at the moment, no. We've been out and about and been making calls and whatever the last week or so, you know, just to maybe finalise one or two things, but nothing's come to the fore at this stage. It may drop on our laps before the end of the week, we're not sure, but at the moment in time it looks a bit unlikely.
Unlikely before the weekend, but possibly by the end of the window then?
Yeah, possibly, yeah. Yeah, possibly.
Would that be permanent deals, loan deals? How are you viewing that kind of, I guess, query at the moment in time?
We've got both. We've got loans and we've got bids out there. So we're just waiting and seeing if you can get somebody permanently and on loan. So we'll just have to wait and see.
What about Joe Dudgeon? What's the latest on him? Because will this Saturday be the last opportunity he'll be able to play under his initial loan, I think?
We're hoping not. No, I had a nice conversation with Steve Bruce the other day, and he was very open about letting Joe stay. And Joe seemed seems very, very settled and very happy to stay. So it's just a matter of doing the paperwork and hopefully be done and dusted by after the weekend. But the length of it, we're not too sure yet. We'll have to discuss that in more detail. I'd like to do as long as I possibly can, because I think Joe's settled in really well. You know, he's for a young lad, he's got an old head on his shoulders, plays with a lot of maturity, and he's been getting better in every game that we've played so far, and getting that understanding with the back four and the goalkeeper. You know, he's always important from players who are playing in there, and the more games he seems to be getting under his belt, the better he's getting.
So ideally you'd want it until the end of the season if possible?
Well, as long as we can, yeah, as long as we can. As long as we can get it, we might have to have a break in January, but we'll hopefully we'll be able to do it for a long period, yeah.
Look at Yeovil for us then, what are you expecting from them? It's a long trip, does that pose you any difficulties, anything I guess logistically that you have to do differently?
No, not really, no. I think the preparation's very similar, although it'll be different venues, that's all. You know, preparation tomorrow will be a different venue than at Oakwell for the Friday preps. But no, there'll be no different whatsoever. We'll have to travel overnight, we couldn't go on the day. But it won't change a great deal in our outlook and how we want to play, and certainly with the information we've got about Yeovil, you know, we'll try and negate as much of their offensive players we can.
They've not had the best start, have they? They've had a bit of a mixed start, I think it's fair to say.
Well, they have, but they're not in a bad start. You know, they've got a team that they've been putting together as well, and I'm sure that the Gary will say the same, that he's, you know, it'll take a little bit of time to get his players into sync. You know, but listen, it's their problem in that respect. I hope it doesn't sink on Saturday. I hope it's a bit still all over the place. But you generally find that the more games the players get, the better. Understanding they'll get, just like we are, and but down there anyway, irrespective whether new players, older players, or you know, young players coming through, that it's always a hard place to go and play football at the stadium there. Very passionate crowd. What we will have is a fantastic away support again, you know, and they've been immense so far. So with a bit of luck, you know, we'll take, you know, our fans down in numbers again and give us the support that we get, and hopefully we'll give them a result that they had in the last away trip.